Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. And tonight, I would like to introduce the special under 25-year-old edition of the program.
At least ladies until until Jason and Nikki come back from where they are.
That is right, VRM. Both Jason and Nikki are attending wrestling shows at the moment. Jason, some independent organization, I believe his own. He's doing ring announcing work. And Nikki Heyman is being herself at Ring of Honor. I just thank God Trista isn't with her, otherwise they'd be swooning. Well, let's introduce the good old boys, shall we? At the top of my list, three letters spelling out pain. V-R-M.
No, I seem to have very bad luck at predicting MMA matches. Very bad luck.
Yeah, very bad luck predicting anything.
Oh.
And, ladies and gentlemen, the current Pick'em champion, Typho.
Yeah, I was close on Lesnar Couture. I said Lesnar first-round knockout. I was almost there.
So was I. I had Lesnar third round ref stoppage. And the person who probably was a pick-up champion for the rest of the show's tenure, fourth.
If I have one question, how could I go so completely wrong? I don't just mean here, I mean in life.
How do you fit? Come again?
I just made a joke. I asked, how could I go so wrong, not just in predicting in life?
I think it's time for a special Dr. Phil edition of the show. But I'm not a Southern hick from Tennessee, and I don't know how to give life advice.
Oh, burn.
And plus, having Dr. Phil on the show would bump the average age back up. We just got it down.
Yay! I want you to get excited about your life!
Probably the funniest thing related to Dr. Phil. For some reason, someone used a clip of him, and they called C-SPAN, and they played it. And it said, I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Oh, wow. But we have a pretty decent show lined up for you tonight, if the fourth person would show up. We are doing the fifth edition of Around the Horn, but oddly enough, the person representing Jackie McMullen this time around is not here. Oop. where do we go on from here? We also have some important news stories to talk about today. We also have pick'ems to do this week.
Which I'll no doubt lose once again.
Yes, and that just means that good old Forf will win it for his fourth time in a row.
I don't know. I've liked having this belt around. It's doing good. Holding the pants up looks good. I don't think I want to give it up.
Oh, speaking on that note, listen to this. You guys heard the new Barry the new Barry Manilow song?
No, I have not.
Can't say that I have.
He's doing a cover
of
Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down.
Barry Roll!
Rick Astley is rolling over in his grave.
And he's not even dead yet.
I meant his career grave.
Yeah.
The only great cover of that song was from Family Guy, and Brian Griffin sang it.
That's right.
Of course, most people probably wouldn't agree with the way he introduced the song.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a fun show tonight. Just us three bullshitting about stuff, and we'll probably not even get to the wrestling.
Isn't that what Kayfabe Schmayfabe's job is?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I would try to get Chris Decker or Claw in here, but they're not online.
Decker was online.
Yeah, Decker was. Hold on, let me... I'll try once again to get Triple Kelly on. If I do manage to get her on, it would be win.
Decker got her on Kayfabe Schmayfabe a couple weeks ago.
And she says no.
She is taking bookings somewhere.
Hold it. I got an idea. Andy Duke's on a chat room that me and Typho, and I believe VRM, is currently in.
No, I'm not. Now I am.
Now you are, and guess what? Duke's coming in. We got our fourth.
Yes!
Well, technically, you already had him, but...
Oh, this is going to be fun.
All right.
Well, I'd like to think that that chat, I'm there in spirit.
Well, as soon as we get Andy Duke on here, we'll start the festivities.
Not just any Andy Duke, goofy Andy Duke.
Yep.
Oh, this will be... Oh, look, Jeff Hardy has another chance at the title.
Who?
Hardy got the win tonight over, what was he fighting, Trips tonight?
Yep.
Boo!
Non-title Triple H victory always means the same thing. Your ass is jobbing.
And somebody's got to be in the match so Triple H doesn't have to, or Jeff, or Kozlov doesn't have to lose his undefeated streak.
You know, I haven't watched SmackDown in a while.
Well, I'm usually watching it 1 in the morning, so it's usually a haze for me.
I mean... Hey, American Gladiators is on right now.
What you need, classic.
Yep. Hey, Duke.
Hey.
Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Always.
Andy Duke, have you seen Around the Horn?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah. So I know the general. Yeah, I know the general ins and outs.
So, you know how this works, right?
Yeah, like if I say something really ridiculously stupid, you'll mute me, and if I make a good point, maybe I'll get some points, maybe.
That's why we're muting you right now.
Aw, man.
Let's go!
It's the
first word. And we start with the big pay-per-view of the month. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Survivor Series, and it's this Sunday. Sure, we have Survivor Series matches. Sure, we have a triple threat match between Vladimir Kozlov, Triple H, and Jeff Hardy. But we also have the return of John Cena. Other matches on this card is classic Survivor Series match with a face Great Khali. Is this card intriguing for you guys to plunk down some money on at VRM?
Intriguing, yes. To put down the money, no, because I do insert censor sounds here. But it is an intriguing card with the way they have...
That was the censor sound. Go ahead.
It's going to be interesting seeing the whole Great Khali face thing, even though the way his... the person he's feuding against, it has been like sort of... MVP's been just fail lately. The Cena match? Oh, someone found the game, Genie. Batista lost his game, Genie, at the Raw, at the cage match, and now Cena's found it. Although the one match that I'm probably not looking forward to is the Divas Survivor Series match. I'll probably be in the middle. Although I'll probably watch a little bit of it, just so I don't get completely... But it seems like a pretty fairly decent card. It's not real. It's a big four card, so there are some matches that are good, and then there's actually most of the matches, except for the Divas match, are things that I would want to watch to the end, probably.
Typho?
Survivor Series, it's always a must-buy for me. When there's traditional Survivor Series matches on the card, I've loved them the first time I saw them way back in the day. I still love them today. That's one thing. That and the Royal Rumble match is something that will guarantee me to put my money down for the show. As for John Cena returning, you'd think they'd make a bigger deal out of it. I haven't heard a thing. But apparently John Cena's been gone or something, and apparently he's coming back, I guess. I guess he's going to have a match on this pay-per-view. Apparently a title match. Man, I just had no clue.
Fourth.
I have to say that over the years, I probably won't be buying this, but I am intrigued when they started bringing back the Survivor Series style matches, because I like that set it apart from the other pay-per-views. I enjoyed these matches particularly, and the Cena match, obviously it's going to be the big match of the event, but really they have to. They've been hyping this return for a long time now. So... really, I think this is probably going to be one to go on last. Because Triple H and Jeff Hardy, it's intriguing, but it doesn't have that feel at the moment.
Mr. Duke.
Yeah, my points are going to sound kind of stupid now, but yeah, I'm glad they're going back to the Survivor Series format. It kind of seemed a little stupid to have a pay-per-view called Survivor Series when you had no tag matches going on there for a while. And, the casket match will be interesting just because it's The Undertaker, and he can usually throw out some good matches in his special gimmick matches like that. And, the Divas match and the Triple H Kozlov match really are going to probably be the duds of the event, but they can't have a full show of five-star matches. It'd be too much.
On that note, you brought up the Cena return. Do you see him winning the belt? Right here, Duke?
I don't maybe see him winning the belt here. But if they are pushing for a Batista-Cena rematch at like the Royal Rumble, then yeah, I could see it happening. But I don't see it happening. To make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just too soon to put the belt right back to Cena. I mean, of course, they probably would do it, seeing as he is still their big merchandise guy. But they got to save the Batista C Cena feud for not Royal Rumble, but for the for WrestleMania. That is your main event at WrestleMania, Cena Batista for the title. And I don't care if anybody's gonna tell me different. I don't care if anybody tells me different. That is your main event, and if I don't see that, then I will be.
I said typo.
And there's one thing I've learned over the years with John Cena is when you expect that he's not going to win the title, he probably will. So logic would say he comes back, doesn't get it, and they start building up to him chasing it down. But when you're dealing with John Cena, it wouldn't shock me at all to see him just come in, win the match, win the title.
Right. And fourth, last word.
Buzzer.
That means keep on talking.
Oh, well, I think that they are going to put it on him. They've been hyping this up. And ordinarily, if they didn't hype it up this much, I'd say have him lose the match, but it just seems kind of like a waste of a build-up, to be honest.
All right, we'll move on. Last week, if you remember, we talked about the trade rumors. Rumors that Christian Cage will be going back to WWE, and turns out that actually does have some merit. Yet an offer is on the table for Christian Cage for him to come back. In the big picture, do you see it making a difference? And we'll start with fourth.
I don't see it making a big difference, mainly because I don't think TNA is that big yet to where people say he left TNA, this is going to be huge. But I think it's definitely at least going to be short term, going to be big the way Ron Killings and the way Chris Harris, before he became Braden Walker, were big news. I think that much like Foley, it's not a game changer, but it's definitely going to be something to stir up some interest.
Typo?
With the way he's been booked in TNA over the last several months, him leaving TNA actually isn't that big of a blow to them, just because he hasn't been overly important there in a while. So I think they did everything they could do with him. They got what they could out of him, and now it's time for him personally to go back to the WWE and do what he couldn't do the first time and try and reach the top spot. For WWE, it won't be a huge deal, but it will make a bit of an impact because he's going to be in the upper mid-card picture. He'll have some big matches if he does come back.
VRM?
Yeah, it's not that big of a blow for TNA because of this booking situation. They've got this whole feud that's going on right now, and he's been sort of like play to the side lately in TNA. If he comes back, they can do something that they should have done when he was back in WWE, and that's the feud with John Cena. They teased it. They teased it so badly with the battle rap, with the little incident on the highlight reel, which resulted in our favorite burn gif being created. And it just nothing ever came out of it before he went over to SmackDown, and eventually before he left WWE. They've got to put this Cena Christian feud on if they want anything like major out of it.
Duke?
Like everyone else has said, it won't be that big of a deal. Like, probably won't make a huge impact on the industry or anything, but it'll, as long as he gets TV time and stuff, it'll be refreshing, and I'll welcome that. He could help legitimize the upper mid card of probably any show he'd go to. I mean, because Raw pretty much is he could go face or heel on Raw and probably work in. He could be a nice heel on SmackDown, because really all they have right now is Kozlov. And that's not too great, really, is it? I guess if you count Big Show, but Big Show's wrapped up with The Undertaker. And Edge will be coming back, so you could probably have some Edge and Christian stuff. That'd be neat.
Yeah, it actually sounds really good. Looking at the scores, we have some pretty good scores going here, actually. Fourth, you need to bump up that score a little bit. You know, it's a little lagging. You only got 7 points.
Uh-oh.
The horn goes deeper now.
Buy or sell?
Buy or sell time. You buy. You sell. on this special under 25 years old edition of Around the Horn. God, Nikki and Jason are going to kill me. First up, M.E.M. and their crappy music. Just recently, Scott Steiner became a big part of the Main Event Mafia. And the thing about Scott Steiner is he injured Petey Williams indefinitely. Or that's how kayfabe-wise it's supposed to go. Buyer saw a potential Steiner-Petey feud. VRM?
Yeah, I'm going to buy this. This is going to, if they do end up doing this, which I think they will, there's going to be all the revenge that Petey's going to want to dish out after the whole initiation to make little Petey pump. This is going to be Petey trying to come out and prove it. He's going to be one of the catalysts for the young guns here, so I'd like to see this.
Thankful.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it as well, because when you look at the feud right now between the Main Event Mafia and the TNA Originals, it's basically all of the Main Event Mafia against Joe and AJ. So you need to build up someone else in that group to a bigger level. Petey Williams has the built-in storyline with all the initiation things with Scott Steiner and all that he went through, and then the beatdown now, that you could make, you could have a feud between the two and make it a big deal and put Petey Williams over. Cause Scott Steiner apparently is probably going to be the jobber of the Main Event Mafia, because he's the guy I could see actually losing matches out of them.
Fourth.
I like the idea of this feud because I think it would almost be sort of the teacher being surpassed by the student. And I think that often when you get a wrestler that can help to build a young star, if they are of a Main Event caliber, it's usually better for business that way, because then obviously the need to build younger stars is the most important thing right now for TNA.
And Duke.
I'll go with the group and say that I could see it happening, but on the same hand, this is not only wrestling, but TNA we're talking about, so if it didn't happen, I really wouldn't be too terribly surprised, but I want it to happen, and I think it would be neat if it happened. It would be cool, so I'm for it.
Okay, next up, we need to play his theme. Never mind, I don't have it anymore.
Oh, for
no, I still have it. Okay, that's enough of that.
Unless you're
Mike Adamly! We're talking Mike Adamly here. Last week, he resigned from his position. And rumor has it that he's been kicked off TV for good. I think we have a sound effect for that. Buy or sell the Mike Adamly era of Monday Night Raw. Typo.
Oh, I would sell the era, but I don't think anyone would give me much for it. But I could try. I guess for once, WWE gets criticized for just pushing whatever they want down people's throats, but it looks like for once they have realized they made a bad investment, it wasn't working, and they pulled the plug. And it'll be for the best. Mike Adamly was not good in any of the three roles he was given on TV. He had to go. They made the right move to get him off of TV.
Fourth.
Yeah, I say sell. I mean, it was a little bit funny with Adamly on commentary, but I don't know that if he did that well of a job, because apparently the speech he gave on Raw was a genuine speech. He meant it, but it still came out kind of wooden. And with wrestling, it has to sound genuine, and he couldn't really get it out that much. But, well, that's actually pretty much my whole point. That's it.
Dude?
I'm gonna sell too. And really, when the whole Adamly administration started, everyone was really behind it. Even I kind of was, I guess. And now people finally started to realize, hey, Adamly really was that cool. Once the joke wore off, it got really old really quick.
VRM.
Yeah, you gotta sell this. You did get a couple interesting matches out of it, but it wasn't really too much great about his general manager stint and his commentary. Oh, don't get me started on the commentary. They were just it was funny when it was the back kind of funny when it was like the original spontaneous stuff as the backstage announcer, but once he got pushed to the announce position on ECW, it started to just get old and stale, and we just sort of lost interest.
Okay, next up, Goldust. He's back with a legitimate contract. Not a Legends contract, a real contract, so he will not be doing any more independent shows as Dustin Rhodes. However, he might be thrust immediately into a feud with Cody. Buy yourself Goldust back in the WWE. Fourth.
I would say reluctantly sell, because while he is great for small appearances, one-time thing, a couple of weeks, I don't know if he can go the same way that he used to in the mid-90s. I mean, his TNA run was really nothing too special. Walking around with a rat, beating with Kaz, teamed with a guy whose name is Killer backwards. Not much there. They can't really go that far with Goldust this time around. So really it's just going to be he's going to be around for a few months, then wished well in all future endeavors.
Duke.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. So he can't stay by or sell. So we'll say rent, because he'll be a good...
Rent?
Yeah, we're renting him. He'll be good for a few...
Oh, there's no rent in here, dude.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, if you want to rent here, here's the mute. VRM.
I will buy for the dust, for the Goldust versus Cody feud, but sell for anything else. There's, that's the only thing you can really get out of another return trip is the Goldust versus Cody feud. Booker Dust no longer exists. I don't know where any of the other possible feuds or refuse that they could do with Goldust, so get the Cody feud over with and then done. Cut your losses.
Typho.
Oh, I'll buy Goldust coming back. Number one, because you do have the family feud thing you can play with. You got Dusty, you got Cody, and you got Dustin back all under contract. You can do something with that. Then once you're through with that, you've got one of the bigger stars, I would say, of the Attitude Era around. He could still pop the crowd. He could still somewhat go. If nothing else, he could put people over. He's good on the mic. He's got charisma. And there's a lot of stuff you can do with him.
Yes, like release him again.
Well, that will come, yes.
Actually, this time it'd be severed ties. And speaking of wishing well in future endeavors, Duke, we got to wish you well in your future endeavors. Any last words?
No.
I'll be coming to join you in a little bit.
And with that, Duke is gone. Sorry, Duke. But stick around. We'll have you back after the show for when we have normal conversation. After two rounds, hear how the scores stand. VRM, the bee's knees with 20. Typho of 19, fourth, way, way back. And Andy Duke doesn't know the difference between buy or sell. You can't rent. Who loves themselves some NWA? No one. Okay. Well, they have a new TV show in the world. What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
They are a great rap group.
We're not talking the rap group. Have a mute. The NWA Wrestling Organization is having a new TV show. It's going to be like a flashback to the olden days. With classic faces and classic heels, and booked by Scrap Iron Adam Pearce. That explains why the American drag queen Bryan Danielson is there. Can it work still? Can this way of doing wrestling TV work, Typho?
Well, it's something. I mean, it's more wrestling on TV, so I'm all for that. But the NWA, I mean, how many times have they tried this? Did some stage some sort of comeback to the national picture? It never works out. I mean, you had a NWA TNA, but TNA's gone on to more success, I would say, without the NWA label on them. The NWA is something that should be left in the 80s or 70s, wherever you want to leave it. It's not going to work today. I mean, you could try all you want, but it's just, it's done. Let's give it up, guys. It's over.
Fourth?
Yeah.
I don't know if it could work on a larger level other than maybe a smaller TV show, because now if you notice a lot of the shows, the World Heavyweight Champion has to be there on a constant basis to help with the feuds with the other guys, that they can't do it that often, have feuds where only one guy can really say anything and the guy is going to return only for the match. There's going to be no rebuttal during the feud. So I don't know if it's going to be a long-term deal. I don't know if it's going to stick around as long.
VRM?
Yeah, one problem is how many stations are you going to have this on? Like, what's their station? Like, Colors TV? What is this? Dish Network? So it's only going to be on one channel with, like, that has a few, only a few little stations around the country. So already you have problems getting your product out to people. And then are people really going to watch the Old Style Wrestling? I know me and Typho watch, me, Typho, and Fourth all watch AWA on during his show, but I don't see this. I don't see the possibility of this actually holding any legitimate merit as a wrestling show. I mean, it's good on them trying to get back on TV, but it's just not going to work.
Yeah, quite honestly, for me, I think it could still work. But you need to get syndication first and maybe a good network. Maybe get G4 on your side. Maybe? No? All right. Second cut time. We need to cut some numbers. Fourth, any last words?
Oops.
With that, Fourth is gone. We're down to two manly men, VRM, Typho. Two men enter, and one sucks a little bit less. Showdown time. VRM, Typho. You know how this works. Point, victory, face time. Motor City Machine Guns are up first, and boo-ho-ho, are they bad. They've been booked to look like pathetic losers, and it's starting to seep in, and it's really making me think they're nothing but more than pathetic losers. Do you really start to push them now, or do you just cut your losses with them, VRM?
The way I've been booking this, I would still try and push them just so they can get into this feud thing that you got going with AJ and Joe. But it's starting, the Ring of Honor luster is starting to wear off. The initial luster is wearing off. I say either start doing something big with them, or you're going to lose it.
And with the Motor City Machine Guns, how did you get from a point where Alex Shelley was one of your brighter stars with the Paparazzi Productions, Saban was leading the X Division, to the point where they're pretty much jokes and outcasts in the TNA originals? They're too talented not to push, but I don't know what you can do with them.
Similar answers. I like the first time BRM said it, so he gets the point. Next up, Ring of Honor. Nikki is there right now, and she's witnessing some greatness. they're setting up for Tyler Black versus Samoa Joe in Detroit tomorrow. But right now, I don't know what the hell she's watching. But we're talking about Tyler Black versus Samoa Joe. Trista's favorite wrestler. Expel the virtues of this match, Typho.
Well, it's a pretty interesting match with Tyler Black. You've got someone who, he's pretty much burst onto the indie scene as a rising star over the last couple of years. Samoa Joe, you got your established big-name indie guy. It's a chance for Tyler Black to take that spot that Joe's held for the last couple of years. It's
DRM.
A chance for him to shine.
The Joe Black match, you know, I know very little about Tyler Black. It's going to be the... It's Joe's return, but I don't really see Joe doing much with Ring of Honor right now because, of course, he's knee-deep in his TNA feud, so I don't know what I'm saying.
You don't know what to say? Well, then you're going to get muted. And Typho's going to get the point. And Typho's going to win the game.
That's right, remember.
Here's Typho, go for it.
Don't forget, I'm protected. You don't mess with me in a showdown. That's just how it's going to be. And if you don't in a showdown, but you do want to mess with me every Tuesday night, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday night, Typho. Best show going. Shameless plug time. That's how I use my FaceTime.
You still have 10 seconds.
I plugged everything I've got to
plug. As they say on the real show, self-promotion is the meaning call of the mute button.
Yep. And he gets muted to end the show. That's it, folks, for this edition of Around the Horn, the smoothest run around the horn that we've ever done. Which is sad.
I will be right back because I go grab a Pepsi.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah. And if I may quote another famous Texan, ball game, Mavel.
He's now a famous New Yorker.
Well, that is true.
I think the Around the Horn winner should get a free Braden Walker DVD.
By the way, he's back on the independent circuit in a usual stomping ground of his.
The Waffle House?
That's just pre and post show. Every other day.
Hey, can we get a delayed win on the NWA comment?
Huh?
We get a delayed win on the NWA comment the fourth minute or no?
No, he got muted. But yeah, as a programming note, I want to make to everybody here in the future the January 16th show will not have me on it.
Anarchy.
Well, Nikki Heyman's going to be hosting the show.
I was going to say, what happens? Are you going to be shipping off to Australia?
No, I'm going to be in Philadelphia, Atlantic City.
Close enough.
Well, I'm actually going to go on vacation. Who knows? The person I'm getting, if it works out so well, I might just move in with her.
Good luck.
Yeah. So.
Oh my God! Did you say most highest? Adam Lee just said most highest on American Gladiators.
And that's why we love him.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is this with Zonka or with Fork and Molaski?
Molaski.
I don't know. Was he the one when it was just a small TV studio, or?
Did you just say what I think you said, Ford? Did you just call Lisa Molaski a guy?
Oh.
Ultra wet.
Really wants Larry back.
I'm going to call this show the NADF. So I guess
the North American what?
The NADF. I never mind.
Oh, God.
I'm the show derailer from here on out.
Yeah. By the way, Lisa Molaski was the dumb bitch that replaced Larry Zonka.
Maybe that's why I must have thought it was a guy, because I didn't really watch from that point on.
However, we do have... afterwards, Nitro hosts the show.
Morrison? Wow, he was everywhere at that point.
Oh, God.
We do host American Gladiators at the Palace of Wisdom.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, it's, what, 10:45 over there?
Yep.
Wait a minute. We just have breaking news. One of our friends' radio shows is dead to him.
Uh-oh. What's going on? Did I do something?
No, not you.
No, this is, that boy, Josh Henninger's show.
Ooh. What happened?
Yes, I am.
Nice way to fly to the room. Is he coming on, or...
Yes, he is. But wow,
another person to talk with.
Yay.
And Decker's back on.
Yep. And the parental unit is home.
In that case, we shouldn't say anything that'll get him in trouble.
No, she's not listening. The only person she can hear is my voice, which means I'm going to get yelled at. I don't know, just need something funny to say. Anyways, let's move on.
How about that Brock Lesnar?
Yes, Brock Lesnar. Who watched the fight?
I did.
I heard the next day.
Yeah, I saw it.
Wow, what a fight. Here comes the pain, because Brock Lesnar is your new UFC heavyweight champion.
When that bell rang and Lesnar was victorious, you could see the, you could just hear the souls of the Sure Dog fans just dropping down into the abyss.
Caller, hello.
Hello, Robert. This is the Stat Boy, Josh Henninger.
Hey, Stat Boy.
Hey.
Good evening, everybody out there in Radio Land slash Internet Land.
Slash Wrestle Crap Land.
Yeah. By the way, I've got huge breaking news.
We need to play the bulletin news.
Addison Carter accepted my challenge for a duel.
Really funny. But yeah, a little bit of sad news. My association with WXUT 88.3 FM Toledo is now through. I just got off the phone with one of my former co-hosts, the Coach Paul Malarkey, about 7 o'clock, and yeah, it turns out Peapod is... I don't really want to curse here because I know there's moderators on from WrestleCrap, but, yeah.
Tyler doesn't care.
What moderator?
None of them are listening to this show.
Christopher Joseph Stoner is an asshole. A mother freaking asshole. He turned on every one of my friends on that show. Capture Suplex Radio, the name, will still be alive. The show is dead to me.
Wow.
Yeah. However, Rob, I need to talk to you some more off the show, because if I remember right, you offered your services to me, correct?
Not in a virtual type of sense, but yeah.
I do tend to do that every now and then, say stuff that really shouldn't be said in that context. And
we don't need the porn music, do we?
No.
No, we need something else. We need a little angle. We need a little angle.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. With the slingness out of the way, yeah, I'll be able to help you out, Josh.
Right. We're actually going to be doing our own show here on Blog Talk Radio, I would say, starting in January, because right now it's getting to the end of the semester here at the University of Toledo, and I'd rather have studies take me over instead of classes, exams. I've got a paper due on in a little over four weeks. Not a bad one.
Okay.
So starting in January, expect a brand new revamped Capture Suplex Radio here on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's pretty much everything I've got right now.
Sounds like an exhilarating experience.
Yeah. Exhilarating. That's one way to put it loosely.
And no more Peapod.
Yep, no more Peapod. However, I will be talking to you, because who knows, I may have another co-host or two coming. The two that have left the show this last semester, the Coach Paul Malarkey and the Hardcore Disciple Alex Gale. I'll talk to them, talk to you, see if we can get a ball rolling or two.
Sounds good to me. Hell, I even offer up my... Oh, you'd probably want your own Blog Talk Radio sign-on screen name thing.
Yeah, I've already got one of those. I just need to create my own radio show. All right.
All right.
Thank you guys very much for letting me speak my mind. I hope you have a good show, guys, and I'll be listening in to the chat and sending you some gems of information if I come across them.
Well, we're going to be talking some gems as well, but thank you for calling in, Statboy Josh Henniger, and we will be looking forward to the new Capture Suplex Radio in the future.
Thank you very much. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Wow. So what's the over-under on Jason and Nikki coming back?
I say one of them makes it back, the other doesn't.
Well, let's see if Jason's not online and Nikki's not online. However, Nikki knows the phone number. So let's talk some wrestling news, shall we?
Yes.
About our favorite website in the whole wide world, WrestlingCrap.com or WrestleCrap.com.
The place that gave us such great gems is Batista with basketballs and Braden Walker.
Well, they have a new induction up.
Or Tataka.
Is it his feud with the white man, Bobby Lashley?
The hated white man, played by Bobby Lashley.
You see, that would have worked if it was him as a nearsighted Indian waging war on the white man, except just feuding with minority wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, Kali, my brother, will join me in this war.
The angle should have been Tatanka couldn't see color. He couldn't see skin colors, so he just went by voices and he heard Lashley and thought he was a white man.
By the way, who wants to hear some fake news?
I do.
I love some good fake news.
All right, listen to this. Breaking news. This is fake news. John Cena injured his head while trying to grab something to eat from the fridge. The door hit Cena in the head, and Cena flew over 300 feet due to the impact. Cena's rushed to the nearest hospital after the incident, and doctors said he's not able to compete at Survivor Series. As a result, the Survivor Series Cena versus Chris Jericho match will be replaced by 30 minutes of Cena videos.
Well, this proves the answer to that. If Cena were to lay a beat down on himself, would he be too injured to perform?
Could he overcome the odds?
The answer is no. Early estimates say that Cena may or may not return, may or may not be out until Royal Rumble of 2010. Cena return videos may or may not film much of WWE's television programming in the future.
Well, it's okay. They can release more shirts with a messed up old wrestling promotion logos. I'm so excited to see Cena's Word Life World Class shirt.
Like I said, get ready for the ripoff ECF and W shirt with him on the back making Sabu tap to the STFU.
Now, that's just sad. That's fucking sad.
But Cena's shirts are that fake news.
Well, unless it's the killer pro wrestling video. The pro wrestling one. Oh, well.
Mm.
Yeah. But you just gotta love hearing fake news. Just the utter stupidity of it just makes your heart feel good.
Like MVP and his screwdriver.
I... Why is he being pushed?
He attacked Triple H with a screwdriver.
Because he feels that strongly about the streak.
He's standing up for Bruno.
Alright. You want to hear some TNA news?
Yeah.
Well, they just signed a Gladiator.
Great. We'll have him and Matt Morgan.
But it's a British
gladiator.
Oh, good. I was thinking, great. We'll have Hulk Hogan and Matt Morgan as a tag team.
Now, they probably have to do Morgan and Wolf first.
Yes. Well, either that or, Hurricane.
I'm just saying.
Here's from TNAWrestling.com. TNA recently signed UK Gladiator star Nick Aldis, who was in the U.S. 2 weeks ago to prepare for his upcoming debut in TNA. Aldis was known as Oblivion on the UK version of Gladiators. TNAWrestling.com will be providing more info on Aldis on the coming days. Aldis joins Doug Williams as the newest TNA UK roster member. You know, it's the thing with the UK Gladiators now. They all have, like, long names. Warhammer.
Cat O' Nine Tails.
Tea and Crumpets.
Biscuits and gravy! But yeah.
It's probably a good thing there's a British gladiator named Dynamite. Otherwise, you get a few smarts making a few comparisons.
Mm-hmm. Or Inferno. Here's the thing. Here's some things about him. He is a 20-year-old promoter, actual wrestler and gladiator from around Norfolk in England, who was mainly touring with All-Star Promotions before his signing with Sky One. Nick is a solid worker with good physique and can work well as heel. As far as I can remember, he may have done some work with Noah, Pro Wrestling Noah. So, take that for what you will.
Let's hope he stays longer than Junior Fatu.
Should I really feel sad about Junior Fatu?
No.
Nah.
No.
No.
As I get my hair out of my face. Come back, Nikki. She's probably getting pictures of Larry Sweeney right now.
And where's our live on location from Ring of Honor? Bring the exclusives to the show.
She's got to call in first. Otherwise, we might just have to do pick'ems without her and Jason.
Oh.
So who knows? I might actually win. Yeah, I won't win. By the way, remember that Diva dress-up thing for Cyber Sunday where Mickey James dressed up as Laura Croft?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would you raid her tomb?
You're not getting a dig.
Well, her and Cena broke up.
How sad.
Well, maybe she didn't like the STFU. So it's some weird question. I'd like to ask if he makes the same face that he does with the STFU.
Wait a minute.
What?
Some UFC news.
Who got released?
John Fitch. The number one contender for the welterweight title because he refused to sign away exclusive image rights in perpetuity for a UFC-themed video game under production by THQ and has declared several of his teammates at the American Kickboxing Academy in San Jose, California, persona non grata.
And he wouldn't have lasted a day with Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon was given the name Larry.
Wait. Re-breaking news. Apparently, Fitch has mended this fallout, although I think he's still fired.
Your mind, dude. You
want
to in or out?
Say in.
He waited a day and then he sent a muffin basket to Dana White.
No, actually, he sent to He sent to Lorenzo Fertitta.
And people are still waiting for that big. Tito Ortiz, the big Tito Ortiz Dana White boxing match.
But we're still waiting for Tito Ortiz to sign with Elite XC like he was hinting at on their last ever show.
Oh, can't do that now, can he?
Are they even still in business or is it just a matter of time?
He's gone.
They died the second Kimbo Slice went down. Because that's pretty much what they had.
That was all. Well, they had a Gina Carano crush.
That was their
number two attraction.
They put too many of the eggs in Kimbo's basket. We saw what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
It's back to fighting bombs on YouTube.
Or maybe a YouTube crossover. They get his reaction to Two Girls, One Cup.
Ew! You know what I have a video game question for all of you. Oh, we got a caller. Caller, yes. Hello.
Yeah, it's Block. It's Jason Block. How you doing? What's up, boys? What's up, boys?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Well, right now I'm on my way back from a car that I just saw in South Jersey. And it was all right, nothing big. The main eventer was Kip James, so therefore the show absolutely sucked.
You, Kip.
I also got to see Cherry. It's okay. So have you guys done Pick'ems yet for Survivor Series yet?
No, we have not.
Okay, good. So,
right. Before we do, I'd like to blend Triple H and Gregory Helms. Kip, you bring a whole new meaning to the phrase.
No, that's the other way around.
I'm just saying.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That needs to go away quickly.
Burning is when you put stuff on you.
What is that? Your radio?
No, someone is in the... I'm in a car with a couple of other people who also have a cell phone.
Oh.
Don't tell me they're drunk. I also got some random person yelling obscenity at us.
All right.
Oh, no.
And because since it was just me, Typho, Fourth, and Andy Duke, Andy Duke's now gone, we have 53 minutes left to kill before Pick'em, so...
53 minutes? Good God.
Yeah, we've mostly been talking about random things.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I do this, because I may have to cut you off sooner. Let me just give you my very quick quick Pick'ems myself.
Right.
Jason,
yep?
You do realize that you can give me these via PM, AIM, or via email, and it would still count. Since you actually made an appearance on the show, you are eligible.
Okay, then I will do that before the show on Sunday. I will talk to you guys later on. So kill time. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Get your way, because you know you're on GSN.
Yes, and by the way, GSN Radio will be in New York and L.A. Check that out real soon. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Bye. That has to suck, you know, Kip James main eventing a wrestling show.
Well, he is the one.
Good old cute Kip.
So now we're just waiting for Nikki.
I'm going to assume he didn't have the beautiful people with him either, which just lowers his stock even more.
I guarantee you this, if the beautiful people were there, Jason would have been hunched over, ready to grab the camera when they did their butt shaking.
Well, it said Cherry was there.
You know, instead of roller skates, if she had a skateboard and half the brain, she'd be head of talent relations for WWE.
Yeah. WWE, hey, at least we don't show some chick's taint during the credits of our show.
What?
It was during the opening of Impact, the show, and I think it's like Velvet doing the whole thing on the rope. Just made a joke saying, WWE, hey, we don't show taint during the opening of our show, but we've got John Cena.
Oh, dear Lord. Where has the show gone?
It's gone to hell to find Edge.
Yes.
I don't know, but in the last 5 minutes, we've got mentions of taint and two girls, one cup.
By me.
Yes, which means this is officially the worst show ever.
Or the best. You decide.
No, it's the worst.
Yeah, probably.
I will say, The one funny thing I've seen, well, one of a few funny things I've seen on YouTube this week, somebody made a David Flair version of Braden Walker's Titantron.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Does Ric Flair look disappointed in it?
Nope, it's James Storm and Vince doing his You're Fired. You don't actually hear him say it, but they get the shot, and he did it to the audience of Raw a few years back.
Of all my contributions to the WrestleCrowd boards over my years, bringing the David Flair Titantron to the attention of everybody is probably my best.
Oh, I found it. Ready? Here it is.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah, it actually does have that. You're fired.
Oh.
I couldn't wait to fire.
Totally uncontrollable.
He was out of control.
I think it's time for a commercial. How about you?
Yeah.
He was a superstar who captured the imagination and rebellious spirit of a couple of weeks in late July. A name synonymous with having matches with Armando Estrada and that other guy he had a match with, and talking with Matt Hardy backstage. Braden Walker.
Braden Walker. And I'm going to knock your brains out.
Now you can relive those fantastic couple of weeks when Braden Mania swept ECW. With the 3-disc collector's set, the definitive Braden Walker. Follow the meteoric rise of Braden Walker from its very first WWE match to that time he spoke to Matt Hardy backstage to his second and final.
Sorry, Braden Walker.
It's a legacy unlike any other. Now you can see the full story in this amazing DVD set with exclusive interviews.
Totally out of control.
He was unpredictable.
I could not wait to fire him.
Star reflection on Braden's WWE career.
But it was only for a matter of seconds, only a few minutes.
Revolutionary Titantron video. A special feature on the making of his Titantron video. And a special look back at that time, stood on the stage with his hands on his hips. It's over 15 minutes of non-stop brain-bashing action. All through this.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Braden Walker.
The definitive Braden Walker. Available now on WWEshop.com.
Man, that always gets to me.
I hope they get enough back in stock for the holiday season. I've heard they're having trouble keeping it in stock lately.
Yes, a lot of people are... I think I saw it at Dollar Tree. I mean, I have a story to tell. Have any of you guys heard of the band Hawthorne Heights?
I haven't heard that much of their stuff.
I was at Dollar Tree today, and I finally discovered who they actually were. They were bargain bin material. I saw a DVD of theirs in the dollar bin.
Okay.
which makes you wonder, all you have to do to sell some DVDs is just to put them in the bargain bin at Dollar Tree. Where, ironically, it sells for the same price as everything else in the store.
Why they need a special bin for it, I don't know.
Well, it goes along with all the unsold copies of the Mortal Kombat animated video. The special Mortal Kombat video done in 3D.
And don't forget such straight-to-video classics as U.S. SEALs. Not Navy SEALs, U.S. SEALs.
And the Marine.
No, I got a better one. The Condemned. Ironically, it made more money in DVD sales than it did in theaters.
It's right there in that bin next to Jillian Garcia's CD.
Lillian Garcia.
Yeah, the Jillian Hall Christmas CD, which apparently Tyler Brown's going to give me for Christmas. Jesus fucking Lord.
The one thing I can say, to at least pass some time, I didn't nominate anything for the Gooker because I couldn't think of very much that truly stood out as main contenders apart from maybe Million Dollar Mania, but that was more of a let's try this, see if it works, and it didn't work. It could have succeeded, but
no. I think everybody knows what the Gooker's going to be.
What's that?
Adam Lee.
Yeah.
Adam Lee.
Ooh.
With Million Dollar Mania second, and then the Main Event Mafia close third.
Nah. Braden Walker third.
I don't know if that's Gooker worthy. Definitely an induction one day, but I don't know if you can truly call it a Gooker Award nominee or a Gooker Award winner, I should say.
Well, it'd be fun just to have him up for induction.
Yeah. If they do ever induct him one day, they need to have the accompanying video.
Yes, the David Flair-esque Brain Walker video. Fact or fiction?
I heard that recently. That did not match up with whatever he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be a brain-smashing redneck. I don't know. It kind of seemed too romantic. Guy talking to Matt Hardy. It sounded like Matt Hardy probably wants to back away from him.
If they would have kept Trevor Murdoch around, him and Braden Walker could have been like a country singing tag team or something. They could have put out a duet together.
Braden Walker's cover, Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Wow.
Yeah, this is what the show boils down to. I guess that Nikki and Jason were really the driving force behind this show.
Oh, well.
At least we know Estrada's release was for real, but Deuce remains, which means he has something on Vince.
Wait a minute, there's a change to WWE referees. WWE is changing its refereeing policies. Referees will no longer be Raw, SmackDown, or ECW brand, but will be assigned independently of brand. You know what this means?
Another step in blurring this whole thing.
I pretty much guarantee you that quite a few refs will be released.
question is, whose snazzy shirts are they keeping?
Probably keep them. Probably keep the Raw.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be kind of cool to see the Raw referees all wearing the SmackDown shirts.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, Kyoto and Little Nate will stay.
Here's the thing. The company's in the midst of changing their policy on referees. In the past, referees have been assigned a specific brand. Moving forward, the referee roster will be consolidated, with WWE bringing one group of referees on the road 1 week, then alternating the following week. And WWE will be going by seniority, so tenured referees will get priority treatment, and younger refs will be sent to WWE developmental or possibly being released.
Ooh. Well, Kevin Keenan, it was a good 3 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm. However, we do need more evil refs. Remember Danny Davis?
Oh, man.
Who could forget Dangerous Danny Davis?
He had some snazzy tights.
Sure, and what about his memorable feud with, God, who did he have a feud with?
Tito Santana.
Bulldogs.
Yeah, the people he screwed out of titles.
Sam Houston.
There was an epic. Who doesn't love Sam Houston?
Me?
Hey, as a kid, I got to see him almost every week at the Sportatorium. He was a headliner. He was a hero. Or something like that. Him and Chris Adams were all we had.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, do you think TNA will be making a big deal about referees entering the impact zone?
What? Charles Robinson in the impact zone?
That's right, the former Little Nate.
Once Shane Sewell gets switched back into a wrestler, they'll have a referee spot open.
Mm-hmm. The WWE changes Rick Martel's history.
I read
it. I saw that.
Rick Martel teamed up with Tito Santana as Strikeforce, and they had the opening match at WrestleMania 3.
Poor Tom Zink.
Yeah, I also heard Tito Santana won the main event at WrestleMania 20.
Who knew Tito Santana did double duty at WrestleMania 3? He's opening the show. He's in a six-man tag. He runs out later to attack Slick. He was all over the show.
Yeah. And this segment brought to you by Barry Manilow, the greatest songs of the 80s.
I wonder if Barry Manilow could do Jive Soul, Bro.
Tomorrow I'm going to be having fun. I'm going to wake up at 9 and then go stand outside in the cold for about 8 hours.
What?
Filming a football game tomorrow.
Oh. By the way, here's what I was talking about. Remember when I said Rick Astley's never going to give you up as being covered by Barry Manilow?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, don't tell me you have a clip.
I have a clip. All right, that's enough.
He's the reverse Bobby Lashley. A little white guy sounds like a black guy. Otherwise, the song isn't that good.
However, Barry Manilow sings it. This could be his comeback.
I'm sure Vince McMahon will be out looking for that 8-track this week.
No, he already has it.
He'll put that
on LP.
Rascal.
But wait, doesn't Vince McMahon have an iPod?
Yeah, he likes to listen to Ashley Simpson.
Oh, God.
I don't know if he has an iPod. He just only heard now of Seinfeld.
He apparently just now heard of AC/DC, too.
He's also just heard of Metallica.
He's all over these new bands.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe you might catch on to Huey Lewis in the news.
Christian Bale headlines a pay-per-view against Triple H. Grabs Triple H's sledgehammer and goes, "Hey, Paul."
By the way, how about a Perry Saturn update for everyone?
All right.
People have been trying to find Saturn and have found out this much. He does not work for a door manufacturing place in either Albert Lea, Minnesota or Mason City, Iowa. At least under the name Perry Saturn or Perry Satulo. Saturn was living in Mason City, as we all knew, which is his last known destination. His close friends with Sonny Ono at the time and did train under you doing the dojo Ono used to own. Ono's former dojo has been owned since the 90s by Brian Lauterbauer, whoever the fuck he is. Saturn was living in an apartment owned by Ono, and the two had a split year or two ago. That's when he moved out of Mason City. At best, anyone can tell, Ono hasn't seen Saturn in about that period of time. Lautmeier said he has friends in Albert Lea, Minnesota, small town, and nobody knows of anyone with a tattoo on his face and in a town like that, so like Saturn wouldn't go unnoticed. Lautmeier confirmed the last time he was in Mason City, he had lost a lot of weight, and that Saturn had scary emotional demons, but used to come to the dojo and talk to troubled young people, and understood how to connect to those kids, and noted even with all their problems in those situations, he had a heart of gold.
Maybe the tattoos have finally engulfed him. Last time I saw him, they were getting close.
Yep.
Well, in all seriousness, I hope nothing happens to him. If anything does, to be honest, I'd say just keep an extra eye on Dean Malenko, because, come on, in the span of a few years, losing three of his closest friends, that can't be good for anyone.
Three of his closest friends? Two.
I know, but like, if something happens to Saturn, I mean...
Poor Dean Malenko.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anything happens to Saturn, we'd be down to one radical.
Yeah.
Don't they have, like, some sort of Tong team going on between those two?
The last one gets to write the Radicals book. The question is, which one of them has plans of erasing their friend from history?
I don't think either one of them would erase him. I mean, Vince McMahon already did it for him. And I just thank God Nikki isn't here right now, otherwise... We'd have a repeat of last week.
Oh.
Well, at least it would have filled time.
Yeah. Mm. Has anybody...
Go ahead.
Let's talk about some King of the Indies stuff going on.
All right.
in Denver, Pennsylvania.
I have no idea where that is, but
definitely not in Colorado.
Right. This is King of the Indie stuff. Niles Young versus Adam Cole. Cage versus Bill Bane. The Patriot versus Fred Flash. CZW stars Sabian versus Graver. Devin Moore versus Tuck Hansen. Rockin' Rebel versus Boy Boy. Wait a minute. Boy Boy?
What?
Must be the Christopher Street connection under a new name. DJ Hyde versus Eddie Valentine. Then we have their title matches, which don't look that good.
Oh, at least we know the Patriot can be very sincere.
Wow.
Sure, he can sincerely job too.
Yeah.
Too bad the original Patriot isn't in wrestling condition. A dream match of the Patriot versus the Trooper would be, well, something.
Yes, the Patriot versus Sal Sincere.
As long as there's a Patriot around, there's always hope of a Stars and Stripes reunion.
Because Mark Bagwell needs the money.
Yeah, I'm sure he can pull out the red, white, and blue tights.
I mean, if his quads haven't exploded yet.
He'll be sitting in the ring yelling at people.
Mm-hmm.
If he'll go out and on the indies and do American Males reunions, surely he would do Stars and Stripes.
Yeah.
Or how about his thing with Too Cold Scorpio?
Bagwell and
Too
Scorpio.
Cold. Scorpio! Oh, by the way, that music video is on WWE 24/7.
Oh, I might have to step my way over and watch it.
Listen to this. From WWE.com, in a rare moment of humility, WWE have owned up to their mistake on the packaging of the history of the Intercontinental title DVD. There's a collage of some of the greatest IC champions, but included amongst them is a picture of Buddy Roberts wearing the Texas Heavyweight Championship from World Class.
I figured the question was, apparently there was indeed a guy named Chris Benoit who held this championship. A few times, even.
Yeah, but was any of his rings even memorable?
Not really. There was that one where he...
Not especially.
Faced on
no.
TV.
I think his U.S. title runs on SmackDown were more memorable.
Yeah.
The 25-second wins over
Orlando Jordan.
Which
he
continued to beat
by,
like,
Booker.
Making coffee.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that match he had with Booker on SmackDown where he does the dive out of the ring and, like, lands his back on the announce table.
Ooh.
Or Shawn Michaels did those moonsaults onto the tables. There was at least that one.
Yep. Like good old Bob Holly.
After admitting the mistake on the Intercontinental title DVD, moments later under the new section, Joey Styles was wish well in his future endeavors.
Oh.
If that happened, I'd watch out, Don West, because your ass is grass.
So, reach for comment, Joey Styles simply said, "Oh my God."
I'm bored. You guys want to do pick'ems?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's do them. If WWE.com would load, my computer's being a bitch. As Nickelback plays in the background, don't blame me. Mom likes to listen to this shit. And in other news, by the way, guys, you want to know what other stuff we had for Around the Horn?
Yeah.
How about some CCW stuff? Who watched it last week? With,
I did.
I missed it.
I don't get Turner or whatever country, TNT, whatever channel it is.
TMT.
TMT, thank you.
What happened was, Danny got kicked off because he was injured.
Or so we think.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently he'll be back.
He'll storm in, and he and Frank Stallone will form a contingent of at least, or in this case, eliminated celebrities.
And now we're down to one woman in there called the Red Hot Redneck.
The only woman on the show that's actually been good.
Wait a minute. We have... we have something about Mr. Kennedy's new DVD.
Behind Enemy Lines.
Behind Enemy Lines, Columbia. Yeah, who do you think is actually going to buy it when it comes out on DVD?
If it's a Blockbuster, I might write it, but probably not.
Maybe Mr. Kennedy's immediate family members?
It hit stores January 6th. God, you should see a picture of him. He looks constipated. And is it just me, or does Rick Martel now look like Craig Ferguson?
So now he's TV's Rick Martel?
Yeah. I mean, if he was a millionaire, he'd be on Dragon's Den in Canada.
Yeah, so the Rick Martel, like the current gallery, did you see like the whole picture gallery?
Mm-hmm.
Is his daughter adopted or something? Because she looks like neither of her parents. Like, not at all.
Is she black?
No.
Damn. That goes my first guess.
Is she white?
I don't know. She looks Asian.
Never mind. Let's just move on. Okay, special rules apply for this one since it's Survivor Series. Ready for this one?
Yep.
It will apply only to the three Survivor Series matches, 2 points possible for that one. Okay?
Okay.
We'll start off with, we're just going to get straight to it. Chris Jericho versus John Cena. Go, VRM.
Okay, I said this in Around the Horn. I don't think it's, even though Cena's got the game genie and everything, I don't think it's time to give Cena the belt. This has to be built more. Granted, they have already built it up as much as possible the way it looks right now. But I think Jericho will leave with the belt. I'm thinking a little Batista interference. And Cena still gets the win, though.
Cena by DQ.
Cena gets...
Okay, Typho.
It might come back to haunt me for doubting John Cena once again, but I'm going to say John Cena wins the match, not the belt. It's either disqualification or a count out.
Fourth.
Spoiler. Cena wins the belt.
So you're picking Cena fourth?
Yeah.
If you hear me shutting doors, it's because I'm making a peanut butter sandwich. Don't worry. Because I haven't had dinner yet, and I'm fucking hungry. How about a Diva Battle Royal? Diva elimination match. Could easily be considered worst match of the night. But here it goes. Team Raw. Beth Phoenix with Mickey James, Kelly Kelly, Candice Michelle, and Jillian. And SmackDown will be led by Michelle McCool. With Maria, Maryse, Victoria, and Natalya Neidhart. And yes, Michelle McCool is still carrying around that fucked up belt.
I thought we threw the belt away in the room 101.
Yeah, we already threw that in.
Didn't we throw her in?
Yeah, we threw her in as well.
And Candice Michelle.
Yep. So that evens up the teams. 2 points will be had. One, which team wins, and the number of survivors. Fourth.
I'm going to say Raw wins with probably just Beth and Mickey left.
Typho.
Since Beth Phoenix beat McCool in that SmackDown Network debut, I say this goes the other way and is an excuse to put McCool over. Team SmackDown wins. Michelle McCool is the sole survivor.
VRM.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Raw. Let's take a look at the people that we will see probably most definitely job. Kelly Kelly, Jillian, Candice, Maryse, and Maria. But I think Beth and Mickey, despite the fact that it's facial, will probably be able to just put things aside and win it for Raw. Beth and Mickey win.
Yes, because nobody likes Michelle McCool.
Except for one person, and he tapes his fist.
No, the person is in the corner taping his fist, ready to punch my lights out.
You've been waiting to punch your lights out since Jason spelt your name on, was that 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago?
Does it really matter? I mean, Jeff Hardy wants to do a senton bomb on me, and because I said that, Matt Hardy wants to give me a twist of fate. Hurricane Helms wants to give me a Shining Wizard. Undertaker wants to give me the Tombstone Piledriver, and she wants to put me in the heel hook.
You sure he doesn't want to put you in a go-go plata?
You know, that
good point.
Position hold.
As I put away the peanut butter. By the way, creamy over crunchy, but either one's still good. So I hurt my jaw.
Ooh.
And now we have another Survivor Series match. Which should be good fun. Team HBK versus Team JBL.
Oh.
Yes, you know what this means. Face Kali. The rundown. Shawn Michaels will have Rey Mysterio, The Great Kali, and Crime Time. JBL will have Kane, MVP, The Miz, and John Morrison. Who wins and how many people left? VRM?
This is a tricky one. I am going to say that somehow Team JBL deals with Kali by count out, and JBL pins Michaels with himself. Actually, no, MVP. Well, no, he doesn't get his he doesn't get his bonus. Never mind about the MVP part. JBL pins Michaels with two other guys left.
Typo.
I think Team HBK wins, and Michaels and Mysterio survive.
And fourth.
I think the MVP will get the win for what's left of Layfield's Lathers, himself, JBL, and Morrison.
So the number is three.
Three.
And what was your number again, Typho?
Two.
Now we get to Team Batista versus Team Orton. As I enjoy my sandwich. Team Batista has R-Truth, Matt Hardy, CM Punk, Kofi Kingston. Team Orton will have Cody Rhodes, William Regal, Shelton Benjamin, and Mark Henry.
Wig splitting time.
Somebody's going to get their head split. Fourth?
I think Batista will be just the last guy left altogether. He'll be the one winning the match.
Tyro?
I'm going with Team Orton. I think Randy survives by himself.
BRM.
I agree with that, Typho. Orton survives by himself to reclaim the glory he had in 03 to 05, was it?
Yep.
Oh, three,
Survivor
oh, five,
3 years in a row.
No, it wasn't 06 because 06 was the DX one.
03, 04, 05.
Yep.
Team Bats wins by himself. Jeff Hardy versus Triple H versus Vladimir Kozlov, triple threat. Who you got? BRM.
Okay. It's a big four. Trips has held the title since Backlash, correct?
Yeah,
Backlash.
Still too early to put it on Kozlov. And I'm going to say it again, even though I've been wrong the last few times I've said it, Jeff Hardy finally gets his.
Careful.
They won't put it on Kozlov, and I'm pretty sure Hardy was put into the match, so Kozlov doesn't have to take the fall. So I think Triple H retains again.
Fourth.
I think Triple H pins Kozlov, so Hardy remains in contention.
Triple H will win for sure.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have him fight Kozlov.
Well, we know Kozlov won't have any problems that will derail the push.
Mm-mm. Undertaker versus Big Show, casket match. First of all, let's get this out of the way. Do we see the return of Edge?
I don't really think we will this time, but I could definitely be wrong because it is prime for him returning.
He returned at Survivor Series last year to screw the Undertaker.
What was his injury?
Last year?
Time.
No, this year.
He's not injured, I don't think. Not badly injured.
They're right.
Well, no, he wasn't injured?
No.
Oh, then, yeah, he's coming back.
Now who wins the match? Oh! You're late. We just finished.
My apologies, but I enjoyed my show. I enjoyed my dinner, and I'm on the way home now. You're lucky I'm not driving.
Actually, we lied. We're about ready to do Undertaker versus Big Show, the last one. Who will win?
This time of year, Big Show. Time for Undertaker's vacation.
Yep. And I will get I'll tell you the rest of your picks when you come home, okay?
That's fine. Is Trista still there?
Trista never showed up.
I'm sorry. I wanted to brag to her too. I did some recruiting tonight.
Uh oh.
Would you like a hint?
I think we already got the hint. Tyler Black.
Why? I already have Tyler Black. I already got him too.
Oh.
No, I'll give you a hint. Hey!
Nigel McGuinness?
Claudio.
Yeah, buddy. Very
Claudio.
Good. Very, very good. Claudio in a suit.
Sure to beat you to it.
Huh?
Sure to beat you to it.
Hey, but... You know, at least I did you a favor, Mr. Seidelman. I did yell American Drag Queen for you at the show tonight.
Yeah! Win! Win!
I'd like a win, please. Where's my win?
Sir, I'm busy eating!
Buy or sell?
Rock down!
There it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Among the chaos, referee Sean Matthews was working. I did get to speak with the Irish Airborne. They will not be in Chicago tomorrow night, so if you're going for them, let me save you a trip. Everybody else is going for Joe, so
yeah.
Surprise guests in the stands, Mr. and Mrs. Neon, were at the show. Mr. and Mrs. Neon were in the stands tonight.
Neon?
The Neon couple. They're usually at the WWE shows, usually front camera
the
side right.
People.
Yeah, the two in the Neon jumpsuits. I call them Mr. and Mrs. Neon. and they were incognito at Ring of Honor tonight. Also hiding in the stands a whole bunch of guys from Insanity Pro in Indianapolis. But that's okay.
Yep.
We don't have enough time to go through the show, so...
We have to go to four for his pick'em. Undertaker versus Big Show.
Yeah, I think that Undertaker's going to put Big Show in the casket.
Apple?
I'm going to go with Big Show because it is that time of the year for the Undertaker to take his leave.
BRM. We'll see you at the Rumble. We'll see you at the Rumble, Taker. Get some milk. That's what I'm drinking, dude.
Bark.
Okay. Big Show wins. I'm done with my sandwich. Done with my small glass of milk. I put it in the sink. And those are your pick-ups.
Who won around the horn tonight?
Typo did.
But then he wasted his face time on self-promotion.
That's not wasting your time. I did the same thing last time we did around the horn.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly.
Yeah, he got muted.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, around the horn has a saying. Self-promotion is the mating call of the mute.
Oh, so I better, well, it's over, so I'd be allowed to self-promote if I wanted to, but you'd mute me, wouldn't you?
This isn't around the horn. However, we got to cut this short.
No problem.
Because I don't think I'm going to be on for another, I don't think I could, well...
No, let's go ahead and box it up then.
Yeah. I know we're cutting this out 2 minutes short, 2 minutes early, but who cares? We had a great time talking about Barry Manilow.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed this show.
Yes, after you hear the beginning, I don't think you want to talk to me anymore.
Oh, dear.
This will go down as a classic.
Yes, this will rival WrestleCrap Radio as one of the worst radio shows in history.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, on second thought, I'm glad I missed the show.
However, just a brief note, Capture Suplex Radio is no more. Stat Boy Josh Henninger will be moving to Blog Talk Radio. And, Nikki, since you're from Ohio, I think he might want to ask you for an invite.
Ooh. I will keep an eye and an ear out for him.
All right.
And I would be more than happy to jump on his show as well. I mean, I work this one. I work, I'll jump on his show. And then Meister has considered me a regular on RVD Radio, so I got to start going. I'm going to be going there more often.
Yay.
Yay.
Just a brief programming note for Hulk Hogan Celebrity Championship Wrestling, Bill Goldberg. Going to be on that program.
Okay.
I guess Todd Bridges is next.
So.
Don't let him kick you in the head.
So for VRM Typho 4th and Nikki Heyman, I am Robert Seidelman saying goodnight.
Goodnight, folks.
Night. Night.